If you know someone who feels broken inside, even if that someone is you, then I have created this episode for you. Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to the Mahakatha Meditation Mantras podcast. I'm your host, Preeti, and today we're talking about those beautiful souls that feel broken. We all know people who feel broken physically, or mentally, either because of a serious illness or prolonged bad health or a traumatic past that they can't leave behind, or simply aging that is causing them to depend on others for a lot of things and making them feel like they are less, they are incapable or broken. The simplest example of feeling broken is when we sometimes suddenly forget an important detail of our lives that we usually remember. We find ourselves forgetting a story that we used to love to tell, and we feel terrible about it. We feel like something within us is deteriorating, is breaking. So we can only imagine what someone with a serious memory condition or any serious illness or disability, or trauma must go through. They may feel like they have walked a long way in life. And when they started, they could carry everything life gave them with strength and confidence. They could balance all of life's responsibilities and hopes and dreams and duties, like balancing a pot of water on their head. And they could walk long distances, rough roads, without spilling a single drop. It was as if every day they would walk to this river of life with their pot in hand, and they would dip that pot in and fill it right up with hopes and dreams and more. And if they could then walk back along that same rusty road, holding the pot in perfect balance, carefully walking around the rocks and pebbles and hurdles, and finally bring the pot home, they were successful. And for a really long time, they were successful. They walked to the river. They walked to the river with eagerness, and they walked back with confidence and skill. But now, after so many trips to the river and back, their feet are tired, and their pot now has several cracks in it. So by the time they come back home, there's barely any water in it. And so they feel like complete failures. And they think, what's the point of walking like this? What's the point of trying anymore? What's the point of filling my cup, filling my pot anymore, when I know it doesn't last? I have no reason to keep doing this, no reason to keep filling up every day if I can't bring it all home. To such people, my dear listener, we must hold their hand and show them the same route they had been walking along for all these years. And thanks to the water they spilled, they will see something wonderful. They will see flowers and shrubs and trees grown thick along that path. Unlike the path of someone younger or unbroken, whose path remains still barren. They walked that path for a really long time. And even though they didn't bring all the water home, and even though they didn't benefit from all that water they wanted to carry, someone else did because of them. We should show them how there are colorful flowers on that path, how many shrubs have grown, how much life has flourished thanks to their walk every day, thanks to them not giving up. In real life, dear listener, we can hold their hands and remind them of the wonderful little things or memories or stories that they helped create. Some may be as tiny and as trivial as a flower, but it wouldn't have existed without them. even when they feel broken and unable to live well or give well. There are still people in their lives who think of them fondly, who remember their kindness, who remember the life in their eyes, who remember their eagerness, whose life they changed, who loved them deeply. Our job, as the ones holding hands of this person, is to gather evidence of beauty and happiness and evergreen moments in their lives that wouldn't have existed without them, and remind them of it. And if you think that you are this person who feels broken and incomplete and incapable, if you are suffering in your life, physically, mentally, financially, socially, and if you are mentally giving up on yourself, then run to those who can hold your hand and lift your spirits. And if you feel like there is no one, Shiva is with you. Feel his presence and take a fresh new look back at your own life. This time, not looking at the broken part or the failures or the shortcomings or the imperfections, but at the wonderful life that has blossomed along the way. Shiva will hold your hand, dear listener. And to feel this deep connection with Shiva, I bring you the mantra of this week. The mantra I'm bringing to you today is the Shiva Sahaya chant. This chant is simply three words, Shiva Sada Sahayate, which means Shiva is always guiding you. Shiva will always help you. He's known as the god with the biggest heart. My grandpa used to say that he's also the easiest heart to melt among all the divine beings. That if you ask of him with a pure heart and intention, he will find a way to show up in your life and help you. So if you wish to try meditating with the Shiva Sahaya chant, which was actually one of our Shivaratri special mantras this year, you can now avail this mantra at a 30% discount by using the code mentioned in the description of this episode. Try meditating with this mantra and try using it to visualize the highlights, the beautiful moments of your past, so that you can finally find peace and acceptance within yourself. And once you feel this, you will show up once again to that river of life, full of eagerness and enthusiasm, and no illness, no shortcoming, no trauma, no disability, no imperfection can stop you. With that in mind, dear listener, we come to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me today and receiving this important message. I will be back with you next week, bringing you a brand new mantra and something new to talk about. Until then, dear listener, stay blessed.